You are tuned in to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I am your host, Lance White. Tonight, I'm delighted to welcome Fred Burks back to the show. Excuse me, I had a little hiccup there. Fred served for many years as a language interpreter to presidents and other dignitaries. He interpreted for Bush, Clinton, Gore, Cheney, and other top officials of the U.S. and other countries. Due to excessive secrecy demands, he resigned from the U.S. State Department in 2004. He was inspired to develop his website, www.wanttoknow.info, to share a wealth of eye-opening information on major cover-ups from respected friends and colleagues. Fred has dedicated himself both to getting the word out about the cover-ups and to inspiring others to help transform ourselves and our world through love and empowerment, one heart at a time, and community by community. He has helped develop several inspiring communities and websites, including Moment of Love and Insight Course. So let's welcome Fred onto the show now and find out what's new. Hi, Fred. Hey. How are you?
Hey, Lance. It's great to be here with you and with our listeners.
Oh,
sorry,
good.
You're feeling a little bit under the weather.
Yes, well, you know, stuff happens.
Stuff happens, that's right, and we deal with it.
Yeah, the show must go on, as they say.
This that's
is
right.
Not a dress rehearsal.
Yep.
So we could probably just kind of catch up a little bit.
Sure.
Before we get into some of the more the heavier stuff. And, you know, if there's anything in particular that you'd like to mention that's been happening that you're aware of since we last talked, we could start there.
Sure. I'll just tell you that I'm actually very excited. Just recently I've come to a place where I'm feeling like, wow, mission accomplished. There's a way I feel like I almost came to this lifetime having a mission of, you know, something to do to put out there, basically building bridges for people to be able to cross to expanded awareness, expanded consciousness, expanded interconnectedness. And we've now got this whole series of websites up that are doing just that, and we're getting great feedback. Got an email just yesterday from a woman saying, wow, I wish I had a quote right here saying, you know, this course was said to transform my life, and boy, did it, or something along those lines. And if people are interested, you can find our home website for all of the websites is our nonprofit organization, Peers. And you can find that at www.peerservice.org. That's PEERSERVICE.org. And the reason I'm feeling the mission accomplished is we got finally, this year, we got two more courses up. So we now have actually four free online courses that are all about expanding your awareness. And they're designed basically for different people. The contents are similar in a lot of the courses. Mm-hmm. You and I have talked in the past. The first one that we developed actually is the one that is my favorite, and it goes the deepest. It's the Transformation Course. And that's at transformationteam.net. And that's basically for people who already have a pretty deep understanding of sort of the deeper underpinning spiritually of our world. But we were getting such great comments, we thought, you know what, we should really make a secular version of the course, which we did, and that was back in 2007. We put together something called the Insight Course with similar, really rich, strong material, but not designed for those who maybe don't have a spiritual base. And, we're getting great feedback on all these courses. But then we also realized, you know, that a lot of our light worker friends don't really want to look at the shadow stuff.
Right.
So I think it's great to be open to the shadow and actually allows you to be an even more empowered being. I don't want to be in judgment of people who just want to look at the joyful and great stuff. And
right.
so we put together something called the Inspiration Course, and that's at inspirationcourse.net. And then also, some of my friends from wanttoknow.info really are not that interested in the inspiration stuff. They just want to get right down to the cover-up and the meaty sort of conspiracies.
Right, right.
And so we put together a course called the Hidden Knowledge Course.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like
so
that
and that's basically gives you all of the information, the best information of wanttoknow.info in 11 lessons.
Wow.
And so having those all up, they're looking beautiful. We've got great quotes. Great. We've got even a great comic strip on there that really fits in well that somebody donated to us. Great photos, great quotes, great videos. And so I'm just really excited that this is all going, and we're rocking.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. You know, I mean, let's face it. If there ever was a time to rock, it would be now.
Oh yeah, it's quite an exciting time to be alive. So much going on.
Oh yeah. What's the most noticeable? What are the most noticeable events that you perceive as going on in the world at this moment?
Well, I'll tell you. I find that the older I get, the more I want to look at what's happening immediately around me to see what's happening in the world. And
right.
what I find is a number of my friends are going through what you might call spiritual crises.
Yep.
In fact, I just had a friend over today who was is going through some real, very uncomfortable energy stuff, and I was talking with him about dealing with energies. And then my sister went through a major sort of spiritual crisis about 2 months ago, and a bunch of people I know. And so it seems to be that the energy, at least around me, and I'm seeing a lot on the planet, is really challenging people right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a time to really start looking deeper and say, where are we not in alignment with our own deepest values?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be challenged on that. And then, you know, how can we move through those challenges? How can we keep a clear, positive focus to help transform not only our own lives, but the whole world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It does seem that there's a system-wide crash going on in progress.
No kidding. I mean, yeah, the banking thing, the whole swine flu, of course, which is a big scare, as we thought it might be, and so much more.
Absolutely. And then, of course, we've got the climate change conference, which
right.
is an interesting event over Norway, I think.
That's right.
Yeah, that was I've read various explanations for what that might have been.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't made any particular alignment with a view yet, but it was definitely something out of the ordinary, the spiral.
Yes. The official explanation now is that it's a Russian rocket went bad, and somehow that doesn't cut it for me. It is possible, but to have that perfect of double spirals,
It
does not match with the way gravity works.
No.
So I kind of tend to think something is going on. And the fact that the Russians would admit, usually the Russians don't like to admit that they have failures. So
right.
I don't know, something strange is going on, though I haven't checked in carefully to see what I think, and I don't know if you could find out what really
yeah,
is going
it
on.
Would be difficult. So, some people theorize that this could only have been done at the level of ET or higher.
Well,
and
I think the HAARP technologies, the people who play with HAARP could easily have done it, too.
Oh, absolutely. They've got hyperdimensional physics.
Right. And by the way, do you know about Jesse Ventura's new program that he had a whole program focused on HAARP?
Yes. Let's talk about that for a second, because I was absolutely blown away by it.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, me too. He's great.
Isn't he?
Well, we have to just say, because some people may not know, but Jesse Ventura is a former governor of Minnesota. Before that, he was a Navy SEAL for many years, and then
yeah.
he was a pro wrestler.
Yes.
So he's quite a colorful character, but now he's coming out strong, exposing some of the deepest stuff that the government is doing in an amazing way.
Yeah, and think about all the different venues that he's been operating in,
mm-hmm.
and all the fans he has from wrestling, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
And who have a certain mindset, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the people in government that knew him, and so on and so forth. And here he is doing this absolutely incredible job
mm-hmm.
of remaining focused on the questions and the issues and not pointing blame or making judgments. He keeps it very nicely tight and focused.
Yes.
It's a show well worth watching. And I think it comes on Wednesdays on the True Channel. 246 is where I get it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the True Channel, that is where it is.
Yeah.
And you can also watch some of the past programs online. He's had two or three now.
Oh.
And the easiest way is to go to Google Video or even just to go regular Google and type in conspiracy theories and Jesse Ventura. And they have all of them online. You know, they're broken up. You have to watch 10-minute segments.
Oh, well, that's all right. It's worth it.
Yeah. That's how I watch them. I don't have a TV, so I just watch it online. And, you know, the one on 9/11 is also very well done. He really gets some angles that others haven't gotten, which really surprised me.
Yes, I noticed that. And, of course, there are many different directions one could go with that. But
mm-hmm.
I think he's covering just enough ground to scratch below the surface and cause us to think for ourselves
mm-hmm.
and ask ourselves the questions that we've been asking ourselves, even if we're not aware of it.
Exactly. And I love, you know, one of the sort of debunkers of 9/11 who he met with, a government official, I can't remember who it was saying to Jesse, now come on, you were a Navy SEAL, you know some of the crazy stuff that the government has. And he said, yes, I do, that's exactly why I'm asking you these questions.
That's right.
I was like, yeah, you go, Jesse.
That was great. He is good. He's really good, you know. And I noticed he did have one brief moment with Alex Jones, but Jesse's energy is so solid and so upbeat.
Right.
He's just perfect for this, and I won't miss that show.
Right. Well, you know, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, have you heard of the movie Collapse?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's another one that is hitting the mainstream, and it's at www.collapsemovie.com.
Okay.
And it's made by a man who was a reporter, and he just wanted to basically find out how things really work,
mm-hmm.
you know, to dig underneath. And he predicted, you know, the bank crash. Basically, he's saying in this little trailer on their homepage that, you know, we think that Bernie Madoff and a few others are pulling Ponzi schemes. He says, the whole economy is a Ponzi scheme.
Is this a Mike Rupert movie?
I don't know who it is. Let's see.
I just saw the image, and it looked like, it says this is Mike Rupert. Okay. Yeah, Mike Rupert was a former LAPD officer who started exposing some of the CIA drug running and got his life threatened. And he got onto some of the craziness going on early on. And then when 9/11 happened, he was one of the first to jump on it. And he's one of the people that helped to open me up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So
he's
done great work. And I'm just looking at now, since I typed it in, you give me the collapsemovie.com.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's definitely Mike Rupert, who's and he's had a lot of problems. He actually was really being targeted, and he left to Venezuela to try to get away. But now I believe he's back up in Canada, and
uh-huh.
It's so great that he's come out with this movie now.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to see it. But of course, it's like preaching to the choir. I mean, those of us who have been studying this stuff for, you know, a decade or two,
mm-hmm.
Even unofficially, know all this stuff. And it's just kind of like, well, this is just another confirmation of what we're seeing all around us.
Well, that is actually a very key point. You know, if we talk at the level of our own friends who already know all this stuff, we're not going to, it's like preaching to the choir. We're really
right.
not going to reach out
right.
and try and help to open the eyes of the public.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, one of my main missions is to really invite the general public to take the steps, if they're willing to see mm-hmm. what's going on and not throw everything in their face at once, but kind
yes.
of lead them deeper. In fact, this what we just had a woman who just finished the course about a week or two ago wrote us, and she just said, wow, I can't believe what I have learned in this course. It has shaken my foundations to the core, and yes, I would rather know than not know.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I get it now, and I'm ready to take action. And it's like, wow, great, that's exactly what we want.
And you never know how many of those seeds grow into, you know, lush gardens.
Oh, exactly, yep.
Yeah, all of us have the creative genius within us and can tap into the, you know, the great mind, you know, that we all reside in and can bring forth solutions to problems and ideas that are beyond genius. So
absolutely.
There's
in fact,
no
to me,
shortage of solutions.
That's right. To me, one of the biggest cover-ups out there is that it's not really a cover-up, but it's the common belief that we are not that powerful.
Yes.
When the truth is
yes.
every one of us has amazing power and strength in us. Once we clear away all the clutter that has, you know, come into our lives
yep.
and start getting clear on our life intentions and getting clear on the divine spirit within and moving from that place, we can do amazing things. Anybody can. And
absolutely.
I just know that.
Absolutely. And of course, there is a price to pay, and the price of admission is your ego and your, you know, your illusory pleasures and desires.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there we get sidetracked by so many different things, and I think a lot of that it is intentionally orchestrated to keep us kind of locked into a certain matrix or paradigm. But people are breaking out of that pretty easily once they, like you said, once they see the truth, you can't deny it.
Well, what happens, though, is some people, when they find the truth, they go through a period, which is very understandable, of being angry and upset.
Yeah.
You know, I can understand that, but once you get through that, you can then see, you can actually have fun while we're transforming the world. And
yeah.
I love this, and I love the people who really come from that attitude, like Swami Beyondananda, you may know him, Steve Fairman.
Oh, yes, he's terrific.
He's great. Another one, the guy who did Proinoia, Rob Bresny.
Oh, yeah.
He's like a world-renowned astrologer, but he's written this book called Proinoia, The Antidote to Paranoia. And he knows about the deep cover-ups and everything, but he says, hey, come on, it's just a divine play, you know, and he says, evil is boring. Let's have
yeah.
fun doing the transformation thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, because evil can only take you so far.
That's right.
It's a dead-end road, and once you're there, well, okay, so now you own the world, and you know, you control everything. Now what? You got to work to stay there, and if you're on that side of the fence, then that's a lot of energy to be spent on maintaining your position. You know,
mm-hmm.
and of
yep.
course, it's never enough. It's always more, better, and different. So,
right.
You know, it's a sad and kind of pathological path.
Mm-hmm.
And I did notice that one of the companies that I occasionally keep an eye on is Monsanto,
mm-hmm.
Because they're trying to take over the entire seed distribution.
Doc. Yep.
And they've been doing some very nefarious activities to basically force farmers to use their Roundup Ready genetic modified seeds.
Yeah, in fact, we actually have that as part of our course in a lesson on health. There's a great video out there. What's the title of it? That exposes all of this. I'll find
oh,
it for you in a minute.
Well, in the meantime, apparently there's. I just read a couple of days ago there is the possibility of a federal lawsuit against them for an antitrust lawsuit.
Wow.
So we'll see if they have the cojones
right.
to battle Goliath, because that really is Goliath. They
right.
They throw money, you know, at the lawyers like it's toilet paper.
Right.
You know, and then they run ramshot over
yeah.
all of the people who are trying to just earn a living.
Yeah, they're definitely one of the less responsible, more greedy organizations out there.
Yeah.
And if people want to watch that video, it's another one that's available free online. In fact, we got permission from the producers to post it on one of our websites, so we actually
oh.
have it posted. If you go to wanttoknow.info and there's a row of links across the top, and go to the health link, and underneath there you just press on best free videos, and it is the one, Corporations Contaminating Our Food Supply. And there's a very interesting aside. You'll like this, Lance. This about 2 or 3 months ago, my partner, occasionally I still do interpreting gigs for private groups.
Oh, okay.
And my partner, who I work with, we do simultaneous, and there's always two, called me up and said, "Hey, I have this gig on Hawaii. Are you available such and such dates?" And I said, "Sure." So I said, "All right, let me check, and I'll let you know once it's a go." And he says, "Okay, it's a go. And by the way, the company we'll be working for is Monsanto."
Oh, no.
And I said, "Oh, no, do I really want to work for Monsanto?" And I had to really think about it, and I thought, you know what? When I was working for the government, I saw some stuff, and then I got to blow the whistle, and it was an important piece. For listeners who may not know, I was actually on the front page of the Wall Street Journal because I blew the whistle on some big stuff the government was doing. And then, so what happened was I decided I'll go ahead and do it and just be quiet and see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, then it turns out that the people at Monsanto, they have a blacklist. And they went down the blacklist and they found my name and they said, Fred Burks cannot work for us.
No way.
And I'm like, wow, well, I must be doing something right.
That's right. That's right.
So that was a pretty funny aside, yeah.
Very interesting. Well, of course, one of the big things that used to bother me quite a bit, it still occasionally gets underneath my skin, are the chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that of all of the various shows that people have done and the news programs in the 2020s and the so on and so forth, it has yet to hit the radar.
Yes, I agree. And I'll tell you, I don't really know yet. I know that something is going on with chemtrails. But the thing, I often use my logic here. It's like these people who are doing this don't want to harm themselves and their own families.
Mm.
And so the chemtrails, to me, it's like I know these people have family in some of these major population areas. And so though I know they're doing something, I can't imagine they're actually in some way deeply harming people, because they would be harming their own families and people. So it's one of those things where, yes, I know something's gone. I know they found, what's the substance that they found in it? It begins with a B? Can't remember, but they've actually found some substance that's been proven. But it's not super deleterious towards health, but does have some damaging effects.
Well, they've also found various toxic metals and blood fragments and...
blood fragments? I haven't heard of that.
Yeah. There's a site called Carnicom.com.
Uh-huh.
And they have pictures and research that Clifford Carnicom has done over the years, and he's probably one of the most knowledgeable on the subject. So
great. How do you spell that, Carnicom?
C-A-R-N-I-C-O-M.
.com? Carnicom.com?
I think so. And if you look up Clifford
Carnicom. Yep, there it is.
Yeah. And, I mean, you can go down any one of those avenues and investigate. Now, my feeling about all this is that the people who are pulling the strings from above are outside the system that we understand. And those people who initiate these programs, who might be the only ones who know the true purposes of how they interact with various things or what they're really for, their families are either underground or safe.
Well, I'll tell you, that totally could be true, and one of my suspicions, having worked inside government, is that there are a number of factions that are using the chemtrails, and different factions have different intentions in using them.
That would make sense.
Yeah, some may be the scenario you're laying out. Others may have different scenarios. I believe that some people may even be using it to try to stop global warming. There are various factions. Almost always, this kind of technology, it's not just us. The Russians have it. The Chinese have it. But even with our own intelligence services, there are factions that are fighting against each other, and sometimes will have different agendas.
Well, yes, and then what about the fact that we're not the only ones with HAARP?
Exactly.
There's HAARPs all over the place.
That's right, yeah.
We're going to all be playing our HAARPs. If they don't stop messing around with them, they can control the weather and do earthquakes in other countries countries and storms and
right.
so on and so forth. So
yeah, and for those who don't know, HAARP has been very well researched, even though it's gotten amazingly little publicity. Jesse Ventura is being the best I've seen yet. There are key people, for instance, Nick Begich, who is the son of a U.S. congressman, the brother of a U.S. senator, is one of the top researchers on HAARP, and he is showing it like it is. He's saying, you know, look, they are doing crazy stuff manipulating the weather. They can now even target people with mind control waves using this HAARP technology.
Yes, yes.
And this is somebody who's very highly respected. And many others have come out, and all you have to do is, it's, by the way, it's spelled, for those who don't know, H-A-A-R-P, H-A-A-R-P, if you want to do some research on that.
Right, right, that's good. That's very good. And what I like about your sites is that you cover so much. It's almost like one-stop shopping, you know?
That's what we hear from a lot of people, because there are a lot of great websites out there that focus on, let's say, 9/11,
right.
or even HAARP, or all these different things that really do some good work, but very, very few are trying to bring it all together, particularly using the most reliable, verifiable sources out there.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah.
I continue to be amazed that there aren't many websites doing that. There's a few people trying, like Alex Jones, but Alex Jones, he's great, but he's so biased about some things that I think it really doesn't work for me and many other people.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me either.
I mean, we try, though we have an agenda, the agenda is to expose what's going on without drawing conclusions.
Right.
You know, we generally avoid drawing conclusions, but we put out, here's evidence, and what do you think's going on? And
yeah,
we have ideas
that.
On what you can do about it.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's really the best, I think it's the best way to do it, and it's empowering.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you have one system of control saying, well, this is what you need to believe, because this is what's going on.
Right.
You need to do something about it. Well, that's just another form of control and manipulation.
Right.
If you get people to think for themselves, and maybe they won't see it right away, maybe they'll take to it like fish to water, but
absolutely. And the more people who become aware, the more the pressure will be on for our political and media representatives to really start covering this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited. We're getting up close to our 5 million visits to wanttoknow.info.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're definitely
great.
Having a good impact. We're getting about 100,000 visits a month.
It's one of the best sites on the internet, really. I mean, it's one of the few sites that I, you know, will keep coming back to over and over and over.
Thank you.
And I've hardly even tapped the surface of, you know, all the wonderful programs you have there and the inspirational programs. And it's just such a well-rounded, diverse set of different approaches that, well, you talked about that earlier, and I just can't say enough to people to check it out, because it's solid information.
Thank you.
Your information, I mean, after all, you did work in the White House. You had to have your I's dotted and your P's and T's crossed.
Right.
And so you have always taken an approach of getting it right.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, one of the fun things, we're getting more and more support from key people. In fact, just today, I got a letter from a guy named Mark Stepnosky, who you probably don't know, but a few of your readers who like football probably will know.
Huh.
This is a guy who played for the Dallas Cowboys, who won 2 NFL Super Bowl championships and was in 5 straight Pro Bowls. He was a top player in the NFL, and he's become a strong supporter of ours. And he even wrote a quote in support of us that I just posted today. He sent us a $500 check and said, because I'd asked him in the past, he's you know, been in contact. I said, would you be willing to write something? He said, yeah. And it took a while, but got it today. It's like, yay.
All right. Hey, that's wonderful.
And then, of course, David Ray Griffin, many people know from 9/11 movement, he originally found out about it from our website, and we have a quote from him on that.
Oh, good.
And then we have some other cool people, like, have you ever heard of Brad Blanton from Radical Honesty?
No, I haven't.
There's a book out called Radical Honesty, and Brad Blanton's, he's kind of a pretty unusual guy who can be kind of in your face, because he's all about, let's not hide anything from each other. Let's just be absolutely radically honest. It's too much for some people, but some people really like it. And he loves our website because, you guys are telling it like it is, you know. And so he's wrote some support. It's been been really great.
I'll have to check his book out. It's kind of, I kind of like the direct approach on occasion.
I think, you know, being honest is wonderful, but I do think honesty with sensitivity is really important.
Yeah, I think you can definitely do some damage to people's feelings and their sensitivities, especially, you know, many of us are empathic.
Right.
And we already sense and feel, you know, everything around us, and so we're already, you know, tuned up to hyperdrive.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody says something that's direct, you know, it best not be coming from ego.
Well, that's the whole key, is how can we do our best to keep the ego out of, you know, our own personal agendas out of this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that there's so much secrecy right now, and even, you know, in our lives, a lot of us have a lot of secrecy from each other.
Yeah.
And I think that it is time to start moving towards more transparency, yet with sensitivity.
Absolutely. And, you know, you just brought up an interesting point that we can be working on our own lives in releasing the parts of ourselves, that, let's call it the shadow side or whatever,
mm-hmm.
To the best of our ability to become more truthful and aligned with our soul's purpose. And that in itself shifts the whole planet.
Absolutely.
So, you know, when people are looking about, you know, this thing or that thing that's going on in the world, the wars, the health
mm-hmm.
System collapse, the financial collapse, we're really looking at a macrocosm of our microcosm.
Yes.
And so by doing the work within ourselves, we're literally healing what's out there. And then when enough people do that, it shifts its reality.
Absolutely.
And, you know, even if those people who are corrupt at the top of the system aren't able to make those changes, if enough at the bottom do,
mm-hmm.
they have no place left to go except to, you know, be brought out into the light. And it does seem that's happening more frequently with each passing day.
Absolutely, yeah. It's kind of exciting.
Yeah, you
know, I'm amazed even these days. Sometimes, you know, I'll hear a friend's mother who, you know, listen, my friend says, oh, my mom is so conservative. Now she's even talking about some of the stuff. And some of the people on Oprah nowadays, you know, she has amazing people on there talking about transformation.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, because as you know, about maybe 5 or 10 years ago, 20, 30, 40 years ago, there wasn't that much.
Mm-hmm.
At least not much that was out in the public eye. There might have been esoteric schools, and of
right.
course, Werner Erhard had his S thing going on. He did a lot of transformational
mm-hmm.
work. And so there's always something going on, you know, that people might not be aware of, but it's never been quite so much out in the open as it is today. And I think that's a trend that's going to escalate.
Absolutely. Well, and there's a key piece that a lot of people aren't aware of that is allowing things to change. Do you know that, you know, it used to be if you wanted to set up a radio station in order to reach a larger audience, you had to have permission from the government.
Oh.
And it was very difficult and expensive to get that permission. And so there were a few, like, rogue radio stations all around the country that were trying to put out some deeper news, but they'd often be shut down.
Yeah.
And nowadays, with the Internet, anybody can set up a podcast, and if you're putting out good stuff, boom, you start getting it out.
Yep.
And so in the past, it was really pretty easy to suppress some key deep information because the ownership of the media was controlled.
Yeah.
But with the Internet now, anybody can do their stuff.
Yeah.
And anybody can set up a website, a podcast, put up videos. And if it's good, you know a lot of these are going viral. Like, what's the one, the 9/11 video that went so viral there by Dylan Avery? Loose Change.
Oh, yes.
That was one of the first. That was like back in 2004, I think.
Yeah.
And they got tens of millions, something like 40 million views to that video that woke up so many people, including like some friends of mine that didn't know about it, to what was going on with 9/11. And that never could have happened without the Internet.
Yeah. And then, of course, as much as I don't care for social networking modularity, but they are contributing to the speed of information with Twitter going out so fast and Facebook and the rest of it. If somebody picks up a bit of information that's important,
it'll go out
Twitter
quick.
It all over the world before you can blink an eyelash.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I feel very lucky because of WantToKnow.info and because it's become pretty popular. I have some key informants from around the world and also some key researchers that I'm in contact with. And if anything important happens anywhere, I'll have it. And we have a kind of a network, and our whole network will have it usually within an hour.
Wow.
And sometimes if it's really important, I'll get it from five or six or seven different people all at once, and boom, boom, boom. We'll send it out. Each of us has our own, you know, like big email lists or websites or whatever, and we'll put it out. So any key information that comes out, boom, it starts spreading fast.
That's good. That's good. We're at a point where we need to be able to get to the information quickly.
Well, this is where we're in the new paradigm already. Because in the old paradigm, you know, if you worked in intelligence, there was a saying that everybody talked about. It's like, those who know don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
And those who talk don't know.
Right.
Any key knowledge that you had, you kept it to yourself, because knowledge was power. And if you kept it private and only let it out at the right moment, you could use it and manipulate it for your own purposes.
Yeah.
And now the new paradigm is exactly the opposite. As soon as I get any key information that's going to be helpful to me, boom, I want to share it with everybody.
Absolutely right, because then you empower everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not just, you know, trying to hold on to some little snippet of power for your own personal gain, but
exactly.
You're empowering other people, and the feeling that you get from that is so much more
rewarding. Gratifying, right.
Gratifying. Yes, you're helping, you know, you're empowering and making changes. And
yeah.
I can't imagine anything better than that.
Absolutely, and then you even have huge networks like BBS Radio, which we're talking on right now. I mean, BBS has grown now and has this whole network of very inspiring and also very deep messages going out, and millions of listeners all the time.
Yes, and in fact, I just did an interview recently with one of the BBS radio hostesses.
Oh, great.
Patricia Corey, and she's written a trilogy of books. One of them was Atlantis Rising.
Uh-huh.
And her latest is Where Pharaohs Dwell. And I'm telling you, she is just awesome.
Nice.
And her show is called Beyond the Matrix. And
nice, I like it.
Yeah, for years she's gone to the sacred sites and taken people on tours to the pyramids and, you know, all the various places, the Stonehenge and the crop circles. And her work is extremely inspiring.
Nice.
And so, there's a lot of great way showers out here, and we are getting a lot of good information. And BBS Radio has some, I mean, just incredible. Again, sometimes I look at the front page and I think, oh, my God, there's some great shows
cutting-edge stuff.
Yeah.
And BBS is not alone. There's a lot of great networks out there, and more and more people waking all the time.
Yes. One that I like to frequent is Conscious Media Network.
Oh, yes, she is great. I've had some email communications with her, and she is awesome. I can't remember her name, but
Regina,
yes.
Yeah,
great. She's got one of the best websites out there. You know, it's like hers is almost the video version in some ways of WantToKnow.info.
Yeah.
She has a strong focus on videos.
And then, of course, you've got Project Camelot's come along.
Oh, they are so important, yes.
Boy, I'm telling you, you may not agree with, you know, some of the directions or people that they interview or everything that the people say.
Sure.
But on the whole...
Yep. What they're doing is they're interviewing key insiders, and anybody who hasn't gone, projectcamelot.com, is it, or .org? I don't remember.
I think it's...
But anyway, they've got whenever there's a key government insider comes out with information, they go and do an interview. And they acknowledge this doesn't mean that what this insider is telling is true. They could be spreading disinformation or misinformation.
Right.
But
right.
Let's put it all out there, and then you listen to all the interviews combined, and it starts presenting a bigger picture is pretty stunning.
Yes. Well, I mean, when you start to realize that many of the people who were talking, I mentioned the fact that there are advanced bases that we've established on Mars, on the Moon, and possibly on some of the other planets.
Right.
in that we have hyperdimensional drives,
right?
We have time travel. We have this. I even interviewed a fellow who was in the Project Pegasus in the 70s.
Andy Basaggio?
Yes.
I actually interviewed him a number of years ago, back when it was still being kept quiet.
Oh, really? Isn't
yeah,
he so, a great guy?
He's amazing.
Just phenomenal.
I'm so glad that he came out, because, you know, I've been able to tell people a little bit about what he told me, but I couldn't tell the details because that was the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
But now that he's come out, I can talk about it, and it's like I was one of the people. He's up in the Seattle area.
Oh.
And he came down to Marin, and I was called in because I'm kind of an expert in mind control, and part of his programs involve mind control.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really kind of grilled him on mind control, and he knew everything. It's like
he convinced
me that, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that he was really in these programs. And
oh,
then
he's
the
real deal.
Oh, and he gave so much more.
Yes, yes. I've got one interview archived with him,
mm-hmm.
and he talks about going to Mars with his handler, and they got into a kind of an elevator, which was an odd shape, and then it seemed to kind of move, and then when they got out, they were underneath the surface of Mars in a bunker area, and they took a walk out on the surface, and he described the animal life.
Wow.
And there was one in particular that was a fairly large animal that had an odd kind of almost human-like head and more like a lion-type body. And he asked his CIA handler, "Well, is that something we need to be afraid of?" And the guy said, "Well, let me put it to you this way. As soon as you get to that rock, run."
Right.
And
yep.
He did. And apparently the entrance is, they have giant heads that stick up above the ground, and then you walk out one of the eyes, and there's a ramp, and you go out one of the eyes, and supposedly these heads are to kind of create a mystique for these creatures that are afraid of them. So,
right.
I mean, and there was so much more than that. I mean, it was just, oh my God, he's
for people who might be interested, Andrew, I believe I'm going to check this as I'm saying it, Basaggio, I believe is how it's spelled. I'm just checking as I say that. Andy, and I think it's Basaggio is how he pronounces
yes,
it.
Yes, it is.
And one of the stories he shared that was most convincing to me, yep, that's correct, I just Googled it, Andrew D. Basaggio.
And he's at exopolitics.com, I think.
Yes, that's right. He works with Alfred Weber.
Yes, yes, yes.
At exopolitics.com. And so one of the stories that I haven't heard shared in the couple of interviews I've listened to him is that one of the times he was sent back through this time travel stuff, which seems really far out there, and like, how can that be true? But he told me about this story when he was sent back to the time of the Gettysburg Address.
Oh.
And he said sometimes when they would be sent back, they would lose some of their clothes. And in that particular time, he did. And so there are always people ready in these future times. They actually have time portals throughout the sort of the time-space spectrum. And
wow.
So his receivers immediately, all they had there was like some big soldier's stuff. So they gave him these big boots to put on and this big a trench coat to cover him. But then he was there, and then he said the thing that blew him away was one day he was searching on the Gettysburg Address, and he found a photo that was taken with a daguerreotype way back then of one of the earliest photos there, and there he is himself standing in the foreground of the picture.
Oh, my God.
And he said
God.
He was just floored, and he showed me the picture. He Googled it, and he found it. It's like, we found
wow.
it on Google. We typed in Gettysburg Address photo, and
wow.
you see this kid there standing with these way oversized shoes and a big old coat standing
oh,
there about
goodness.
12 feet away in the foreground.
Wow.
So I was whoa, how is that for verification, you know?
Well, he is the real deal. I mean, as soon as I heard him, I knew that, you know, this guy is not making anything up. This is all, you couldn't possibly. And,
right.
Apparently Project Pegasus was, now this is something that most people might not know, was funded by the Vatican secretly.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was run through DARPA and the CIA.
Yeah, it gets very complex. And one thing, though, that's really important to know, and I don't think Andy realized this. One of the things is you have to realize that Andy did, these are all recovered memories.
Right.
And if anybody knows about recovered memories, there's always a part of you that kind of doubts it, which is why when he found that photo, it was so exciting to him, because like it was just rock-solid proof.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things, they did send people into the future, and they talk about this a lot. But you realize that the future that they go to is not necessarily the future that's really going to happen.
Right, right.
And this is a really important piece. So there's all these what they call potential timelines.
Yes, yes.
And so you get sent into the future, and like, you know, for instance, one of the things I remember very clearly, he said that he saw in the year 2011 that the Supreme Court was underwater in Washington,
yes.
D.C.
I remember that. I thought, gee, that's, you know.
And I don't think it's going to happen, I'll tell you. And this is one of those things where he may have gone on an alternate timeline. This is the thing about the time travel that is so bizarre. And in fact, they were instructed, you do not disturb things. When you go into the past, you do not do anything that could significantly alter the past because it could completely screw up the present.
Well, we know that with military operations, if there's anything that they can do to screw things up, they will.
Yeah, but see, now, wait a minute, because this Project Pegasus was not one of those that was being done, I don't think, to destroy the planet.
Oh, no.
Or to enslave the planet. Is the thing. A lot of people think, oh, everybody in the CIA is bad, or FBI and all those secret programs are all bad.
Oh, heavens no.
It is not the case at all. A lot of these people see the bigger picture, and they're trying to get the Earth back on track so that we can become a more transformational place.
That's right. And you want to hear something funny? You know who their major handler was?
Who?
Donald Rumsfeld.
Well, yes, and I do acknowledge that Rumsfeld is not a pretty guy.
No. Not.
But if you talk to him about, you know, the overall purposes of the program, it wasn't nefarious.
Right.
They were trying to figure that. Yeah. So there were some things. Donald Rumsfeld was involved, and so was Dick Cheney, I believe.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
But yeah, you know, one of the things that a lot of people don't understand, you know, I've worked with the military, which was really helpful for me because I didn't know a lot about the military, but they are always talking about contingency planning.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is you've got to plan for the worst case scenario. And because you're always planning for the worst case scenario, and then you have contingency plans and contingency plans for contingency plans. And so there's a way that they become very focused on the paranoid sort of way of thinking.
Right, right.
And it's this paranoid way of thinking that makes them sometimes look almost evil. And, you know, sometimes there truly are, you know, I don't believe there's any true deep evil, but there is subjective evil in the way I look at things.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, the greed and power does get the better of people, and they do things that are very, very bad.
Oh, absolutely. No,
but at the same time, there's a lot of people, everybody has a part of them that wants to do the right thing. And almost all these programs are a mix.
Yes. And as you, I think you might have mentioned it, they're compartmentalized.
So yes, right.
Many people don't even know that they're contributing to something that might be killing off
exactly.
humanity. They just know that they put this little piece together and it goes into the next room and somebody else takes the next step and
exactly.
blah, blah, blah. So, you know, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. But what I'm very curious about, and I'm always curious about, are the people at the top that know all of it.
Well, this is the thing, though. Does anybody really know all of it? And I really don't think so.
I wonder.
Well, I'll tell you, this is what I think, you know, basically the people who are involved in all this time travel and stuff, they were trying to predict, and they, you know, David Wilcock even talks about this, and he's one of the really good minds on all this stuff. If people don't know, Wilcock.
And
he talks a lot about the different timelines, and they've always been using these timelines because they've known about time travel, and assuming that it was going to be, they would choose which timelines have the highest probability of actually occurring. But what's happened is none of the timelines that were considered the most probable are now happening. We're off of those main timelines, and this is part of the reason I'm fairly convinced that nobody really knows what's going on, even at the highest levels right now.
I'm with you on that one, because over and over, I have seen projections of this is going to happen, that's going to happen, and it just doesn't.
Yep.
And you know, the one exception I would say is that the one person who's having a pretty fair amount of success with his predictions is Cliff High from Half Past Human. He does the WebBot project.
Uh-huh, yes, yeah.
And there's a lot in there that is chaotic, but it's like it's almost like it's the chaos before renewal.
Mm-hmm.
And as I see it, there has to be some kind of major shocks to our planet.
Oh, yeah, people need a shaking up. Most, you know, our world needs a good shaking up, but
yeah.
It doesn't have to be the Armageddon scenario where two-thirds of the planet dives off.
Absolutely not, and I don't think it's going to be at all. In fact, if anything, I think it's going to be the opposite. We've been in Armageddon since we were born.
Yeah.
We're on our way up now. We're coming out of the barrel, and, you know, what is it, Plato's allegory of the cave.
Right, exactly.
You know, we're moving into the light, and it's going to hurt our eyes a little bit, so
yes.
You bring your sunglasses.
Yes. Well, you know, and there's good evidence of this, Lance. If you think about it, remember we grew up thinking that at any moment the world war could break out between the USSR and the United States, and at any moment our world could be destroyed.
Duncan
we grew
cover.
Up with that cloud in our
yeah.
consciousness continually.
Yes.
And that cloud is now gone.
Yeah, well, yes.
I mean, yeah, there's still some, now there's the terrorists who might do us in and all that sort of stuff, but people who are savvy are starting to see that it's all fear-mongering.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And they're all forms of the same basic, you might say, plan to keep us all thrown off guard and keep us from realizing that we are connected.
Right.
The more that we can be kept divided and fighting amongst ourselves, we're under complete control.
Mm-hmm.
When we're angry, expressing anger and hatred and the rest
right.
of it, and divisiveness and judgment and the rest of it, those are all things that nail our spiritual feet to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so by making changes within and beginning to open our hearts to other people, knowing that we are all one fabric and one
yes.
interconnected, woven together tapestry, that you can't do anything in your little area and have it not affect the edge of the tapestry.
That's right. And
you
that's
know,
where it's a call to every one of us to look at where are we, and each of us, there are places where we're not in full integrity.
That's right.
And I'm continually looking. I did it, in fact, just the other day. I did one of those reviews, and I found a couple places like, oh, okay, I need to work on this. I'm not in full integrity here.
Right.
And we,
and
you know,
I
we
find,
can do that continually.
I find ways that, you know, I find things in retrospect where I think I'm awake, you know, because I try to keep a mindset of being present in the moment.
Yep.
But it's sometimes that's just an automatic response, and I realize later, well, I wasn't present to certain things, so how can I say I was conscious in that moment? I wasn't.
Right.
So, you know, you just have to continue to be kind to yourself
right.
as you see these things, because it's not a judgment. It's just an observation to help you move back onto the right track.
Exactly. You know, and a lot of people have a tendency to want to beat themselves up when they find it's like, oh,
yeah.
I'm so bad, I shouldn't have done this.
Yeah.
But that actually doesn't really serve us either.
No, not at
it's
all.
It's like, okay, I screwed up. Okay, and what's next? What
exactly.
do I do now to help balance that?
Exactly.
And just be aware, a lot of us are, you know, imprinted from we're young, whether it's from our families or growing up, whatever, that, you know, we're bad and we, you know, we deserve to be punished. And that kind of programming is the stuff that's we can work on. That's actually a way of being out of integrity.
Yes,
when we're seeing ourselves
is.
As bad, because the truth is we're all divine beings.
Yeah, exactly.
And when you can start unraveling that, and when you see it, you know, like, oh, okay, there I am again looking at myself as a bad, terrible person. Okay. And I remember my deeper intention. I am a divine being manifesting, you know, beauty or whatever you want to call it in the universe.
Yeah, exactly.
And when we come back to that, we can really start rocking this world.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I see so much insecurity in myself and in other people, you know, from years of feeling that we're less than, that,
yes.
you know, everybody else is more than we are, we are. And these are all just beliefs that need to be brought up, examined, and released.
Right, and it's not about repressing them, which is the old way. The old way is like you shut out anything that's kind of shadow material that's dark or scary like that. But now it's like, no, let them come up fully. It's like, okay, there's that part of me that wants to beat myself up or that wants to do whatever. and fully acknowledge, like, okay, there it is. And if you can't, even trace the roots and go, okay, and then come back, what is my deeper intention here? And so it's, you know, because I do think that the repression of the shadow is what caused a lot of the kind of crazy stuff going on in the world.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And the other thing is, just one last little piece of information here, is that before we can be loving anyone else, because we're all looking for love in usually the wrong places, we need to start with ourselves.
You bet.
And until we learn how to love ourselves unconditionally, there is not a prayer in the world that we will have a fulfilling relationship with a partner. Especially if that partner doesn't have self-love. So, you know, it's vital to be able to at least love ourselves as much as we love our own four-legged animals. You know, and many of us don't, you know.
That's right.
We haven't reached that point yet.
Yeah, we love our dogs much more than we love ourselves. A lot of people,
Well, Fred, we're coming to the end of the show, and would you want to let us know what your websites are again, and leave us with some kind of positive thought for the night?
Yeah, the website that lists all of our websites again is peerservice.org. That's www.peerservice.org. And then the popular one for the cover-ups is wanttoknow.info, www.wanttoknow.info. And, you know, I guess the thing I would say, I really like to tell everyone, is that you and we are amazingly powerful, beautiful beings. And that by opening to this and remembering this, even as we see the disempowering parts of ourselves and other people, remember that on the deepest levels, we're all powerful, beautiful, loving beings.
Yes.
And when we move from that place and remember to come back to that place, we're going to really start having a great time transforming ourselves and transforming our world. And thank you for being here, and thank you for joining me and joining us in this wonderful play.
Well, thank you, Fred. You're magnificent as always.
And thank you.
As I said, I highly encourage everyone to check out all your sites, donate if possible at all. This is one of the best causes on the Internet.
Thanks so much, Lance.
All right, and I look forward to seeing you again sometime soon.
You bet. We have to meet in person sometime, too.
Yes, well, I'm going to come down to the Bay Area sometime in the next few months.
Great, so definitely let me know.
All right, thank you.
All right, much love to everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Night.